פרק א' משנה ז'. אין לוקחין עבדים ושפחות וקרקעות והימה תמיה מדמי מעשר שני. One is not allowed to use the money of Master Sheni for acquiring slaves or maidservants, property, meaning real estate, or non-kosher animals. Because as we mentioned before, the purpose of the money of Master Sheni is to be taken to Yerushalayim and to be used for food. Vim lakach. But if he did take one of those things, so then Yochal Kenegdan, he has to spend that same amount of money on food for purposes of Master Sheni. And the Mefarshim explained that the reason why that our Mishnah is discussing a case where he either was bemazed, he did it on purpose, or he can't get the money back. Because if he could get the money back, so then that would be the appropriate course of action, and then he would spend the original money on the fruits of Master Sheni. Ein Nivien Kinei Zavim, the Kinei Zavos, the Kinei Yodos, Chataos v'ashamas midmei Master Sheni. One's not allowed to bring birds for the korban of a zav or a zava or a yoledes, meaning zav and zava or a man or woman who had certain emissions. Yoledes is a woman who gave birth. Chataos, if somebody is chayav, obligated to bring a sin offering. V'ashamos, if somebody's chayav to bring a guilt offering. All these things ein nevi'in. You can't bring a korban you can't bring any of these korbanos from the money of Master Sheni, either because anything that's an obligation you can't use Master Sheni money for, or because these things are not eaten, they're all burnt, as opposed to the shlamim, which is eaten, and that's why you can't use the money of Master Sheni for them. Zeakla, this is the rule. Kol shehu chutz la'achila v'lishtiya v'sicha, anything which is to the exclusion, which is not included in eating or drinking or anointing, midmei Master Sheni yochal kenegdo. If you use Master Sheni money for any of these things, which is not for eating or for drinking or for anointing, so then yochal kenegdo. You have to use that amount of money from regular chulin money to buy fruits to spend on Master Sheni, to buy Master Sheni fruits that will have the status of Master Sheni, and to eat them in Yerushalayim. Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph. Master Sheni nitan la'achila v'lishtiya u'lesicha. One is allowed to, if one has fruits that are Master Sheni, you're allowed to use them for eating, for drinking, for anointing. La'achol davar shedarko la'achol. Something which is normally eaten, you can eat it. V'lasuch davar shedarko lasuch. And something which is normally used for anointing, you can use for anointing, but not vice versa, as we'll see in the continuation of the Mishnah. Lo yasuch yayin v'chomet. Wine and vinegar, which are normally used for consumption, should not be used for anointing. But when it comes to oil, even though oil is often used for consumption, since it is also used for anointing, so one is allowed to anoint oneself with Master Sheni oils. One is not allowed to add spices to oil of Master Sheni. The ein lochin bidmei Master Sheni shemen mefutam, and one is not allowed to buy oil that has had spices added to it with the money of Master Sheni, because such oil is not normally used by most people. It's einu shava l'chol adam. Therefore, Master Sheni money cannot be used on it. And the reason why spices are not allowed to be added to the Master Sheni is either because the spices which are not consumed absorb some of the oil, and therefore that amount of the Master Sheni is not being used, or because they keep the oil from being used for eating, and now it only can be used for anointing, and that is asur. Aval mefatin hoitayayin, the one is allowed to add honey and spices to the wine, because those things are consumed with the wine, and therefore the entire Master Sheni is being consumed. So now, the Mishnah continues and discusses cases where Master Sheni has other things added to it, and now the sum total is worth more than the parts. We want to know that which the combination increased in value. Do we attribute that value to the Master Sheni, or do we attribute that value to the other things? So, for example, somebody had a barrel of wine and some honey or some spices. It fell into that barrel of wine and it became more valuable. For example, the wine was originally worth $2. And some honey and spices were added in, and now those were worth $1. So the total combination should be worth $3. However, this concoction has now increased in value from the fact that these things were combined, and the sum is greater than the parts, and now it's worth $4. So I have this combination of wine and spices which are worth $4. So that extra dollar, which the combination has increased in value, meaning the wine was 2, the spices were 1, but now it's 4 instead of 3. So does that $1, is that attributed to Master Shani? And if you wanted to pose this, you'd have to pay that extra dollar? Or is it divided somehow? So the Mishnah says, Hashevach v'fi cheshbon. We divide the Shevach, that which it has increased in value, proportionately. So therefore, since 2/3 of the mixture is wine, and the wine is Maaser Sheni, so 2/3 of that extra dollar, we have the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni, and now, of these $4, 2 2/3 would be considered to be Maaser Sheni. Dagim Sheni, Bashalu im ha-kaflotos shal Maaser Sheni v'hishpichu. I have fish that's cooked with some sort of leek type of vegetable that belongs to Maaser Sheni, and now the fish and the leek are worth, as a combination, are worth more than the sum of the individual parts. So Hashvach l'fiyah cheshbon, so too in this case, the increase in value would be proportional to the value of the leek, meaning the shevach, the amount of the shevach that's proportional to the leek would become Maaser Sheni also. Isa shel Maaser Sheni she'afa v'hishpicha. However, if one has dough that belongs to Maaser Sheni, and he uses, let's say the dough is worth $2, and he uses $1 of firewood to cook the bread, and now the bread is worth $4, so then Hashvach l'Sheni, that extra dollar that the dough has increased in value, that all belongs to the bread, meaning we would evaluate the bread as being $3 worth for the purposes of Maaser Sheni. Ze'aklau, kol sheshvacho nikar. This is the rule. Any case where the shevach is, one can taste it, so then hashvach l'fi hacheshbon. So then it would be broken up proportionally. So for example, in the case of the wine, when you can taste that the spices that are added, so therefore we don't attribute the entire value to the wine, some of the value goes to the spices. The chosh ein shvach onikar hashvach l'sheni. But in the case of the bread and the wood, where the shevach, the increase in value, cannot be tasted in the wood, because the wood doesn't change because of the baking of the bread. It's only the bread which changes, so the entire increase in value goes to the bread and will be included in the value of the bread. So therefore the bread would now be worth $3 in our previous example.